Well, top of the morning to you guys. I'm Solo Man here. And you know, it's Christmas Eve. Whoa, yeah, I'm a bit excited. I wonder when Santa's gonna arrive and what color they're gonna be, or she be, or he be, or gender neutral be. Well, I suppose this person won't be able to have a sleigh with reindeer because that would be animal cruelty, of course. I mean, they're persecuting poor Rudolph because he's got a bright red nose. I mean, it's a slight defect and people are, you know, laughing about it. That can't be done. That's no good. Hey, in just a minute, they're wrapping their gifts what with? Paper. Paper comes from trees. You cut down trees just for Christmas? No. Hell, I never really realized how bad Christmas was. And have you heard some of the traditional Christmas songs? They're a bit racist and homophobic. And they're trying to lock us down for Christmas here. I live on kind of a hill here, and they got a helicopter flying around, and there's sharpshooters all on top of the buildings here, so if anybody steps out there, fucking toast. But I know a back way out of here. So what, I get to the family do wounded and bleeding. I'm still gonna be there. Of course, on a serious note, I hope you guys out there have a damn good Christmas day. And just do what you normally do and have, you know, your friends and family have a good day and maybe a few arguments, of course, but never mind. Stop listening to these crybabies out there, and we all know where it's coming from, don't we? The loudest people on the planet and the biggest moaners on this planet are all femmons, aren't they? But I myself am going to try and have a decent Christmas day. Now, I've got an outfit. It isn't one of those ones with bubbles and red and everything else. It's kind of a cowboy-type outfit. It's Wrangler, mostly Wrangler. Wrangler jeans, Wrangler shirt, a nice big belt and big belt buckle. And I might even wear a cowboy tie. No cowboy hat, though. That's, I think, a bit too much. Of course, there will be some youngish femmons there. Not that young, but a little bit young. It might trigger them, you know, because I'm trying to be a real man. But let's take a little bit of a closer look at the new, improved, modern femmon, shall we? You know, that femmon who hasn't got the patriarchy holding them back. And from what I've seen, most of them are all stripping off for money. They're sleeping with loads of men pretty well all over the place. And they're all dressing and looking like whores. So now they don't have any rules or regulations on them, and this is who they really are then. Makes you wonder that in some of these other countries that we know of, there's a few more rules and regulations on femmons. Maybe they know something we didn't. So far as I can see about femmons being out in the open and everything, they're one-trick ponies, aren't they? And I see these very young femmons, even in my family, who can't wait to get the makeup piled on, their skirt yanked up, and get out there sort of whoring. Maybe I'm using the wrong word there, do you think? But it explains it really well to me anyway. Well, maybe just advertising what they have for sale. They don't seem to have any real built-in sort of morality, do they? Because they have no shame at all. They obviously don't realize what they're showing men what they really are. And it's not a good look for them, is it? And I don't think man has changed all that much. Most men like to go with the easy femmons so they get a piece of ass, but they don't want to marry them. Or be with them that long. And I remember many, many moons ago when the most valuable thing a femmon had was her virginity, which made that femmon valuable. But that's gone by the wayside like the dodo. And if a femmon usually says she's a virgin, it's bullshit. And third wave feminism has been the biggest contributor to showing men nowadays what the real true nature of a femmon is. So what's more expensive and valuable, is a mongrel dog or a purebred? Well, it's pretty obvious the answer, and we all know why. And because of the promiscuous lifestyles of femmons nowadays, who go with hundreds and hundreds of men, pregnancies are down, and the ones that do go full term don't always have a healthy baby. And a lot of them seem to have a rare genetic disorder. So it seems without any check and balances on femmons, they will all become mostly whores. I mean, we saw that in the fall of Rome, didn't we? And I know what it was like. I was there. Yes, that's how old I am. And you don't have to be all that intelligent to see that femmons are destroying themselves. They've always tried to destroy themselves, but man has been there to help them and stop them. They were the check and balance sort of thing. But as we know, they don't need no man, and men aren't stepping in anymore. And I, for one, don't feel sorry for them at all, because they've done it all themselves, haven't they? In a very short space of time, we've come a long way, us men, knowing the truth, that pheromones are not sugar and spice and everything nice. And for those men who still think pheromones are sugar and spice and everything nice, and she isn't like the rest, take your goddamn blinkers off. The modern pheromone is acting in such a way that they have less advantages in society than they ever have had, and it's only going to get worse. The modern pheromones wants to go out and ride the cock carousel for 10, 15 years, and then all of a sudden she wants to get married and have children. Then she tries to hide her past to the men, of course, and butter wouldn't melt in her mouth. The trouble is, guys are not as stupid as pheromones think they are, and more men are waking up every day. But of course, pheromones really haven't changed all that much in the hundreds of years. They lie and deceive, and that was all right when they were in the shadows, but now they're out in the open, and man sees the deceitfulness every day. You see, for me, all through my life, I've never ever trusted a pheromone 100%, because I knew their nature many, many years ago. Pheromones have always been delusional, and they don't realize that they're actually showing men how uncaring and dishonest they really are. They think it's empowerment, and yet they don't realize they're devaluing themselves every day. And all these different sites where women are just stripping off everywhere, these pheromones obviously think they're dealing with men that are sex-hungry and they just need to mate with the pheromone. Well, that might have been true way back in the caveman days. But it does go to show that pheromones are just one-trick ponies. Man has evolved. Looks like pheromones haven't. So if you think about it, when a pheromone has a long-term boyfriend or a husband, she doesn't like him going out with his male friends to, say, a bar where there's quite a few attractive pheromones there. And we all know that. But do you know why she doesn't like it so much? Because she knows what she would do in the same situation. Ah, the penny just dropped for another man. Well done. Now you guys have a damn good Christmas day and don't drink too much, right? Because you know what happens when you drink too much? You get mouthy. Actually, so do I. You take it easy, guys.
Ho, ho, ho. Bend over, Prancer. I'm coming through.